What's up, it's Coolie Chana.
How many more licks will it take till I get to this finagada? Cause I've been at it since a quarter past eight. Can think you're looking at it.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rick. All I love is Unibrow. Oh, I say, oh, 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 I love is Unibrow. Damn, I love is Unibrow. Yeah,
yo, what up, this is Questa. Thank God. All the stars, all the hits. This is Majima's Radio.
Yes, another day, another dollar. Mm. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Diva Driver podcast.
Yes.
Lalela, we are driving them home in style through a podcast. Welcome, Metuna. Welcome, Ikamani. Ongezi, wakana kumba him. Onge Troy, the joy, the lady of talk. But I'm not driving solo.
No, you're not.
Because why would I do that when I have such a beautiful lady next to me? Hello, my lady.
Hello.
Njani.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm so excited to be here.
I can tell.
Before this, my chin was shaking.
Nah.
I'm so nervous.
But here we are.
We're here.
We're doing this.
Yeah.
So just take a moment and introduce yourself to our people.
Yes. So my name is Sherith Lucas, but you can call me Sherry. I don't think it's that serious that you have to use my government name.
Yes, sir.
And since we're all friends here, you know, yeah, on the Majima's podcast, you can call me Sherry. I'm so excited to be here. Yeah.
Sherry, how was your day?
My day started late because I knew I had to be here very late. So yeah. I was like, hey, let me get up like 9:10.
Yes.
Let me stretch it out. Mm. But then it took like 2 hours to get ready.
Oh.
And I was like, you time. Took an Uber, ran here.
Yes. And also because we're ladies, we gotta take time.
We're going to take time.
We're going to be fashionably late if we are late.
Yeah, we had 3 outfits. and we're still not happy with the final decision.
Even then.
Exactly. And like, it's raining outside.
We are just something else. But yeah. How was the rest of your week, though?
I don't know. Monday was it was a roller coaster. I mean, yes. Last minute assignments. We're getting our exam schedule. We're stressing.
Listen
about DPs.
DP, I sangan.
I'm squeezing past.
Yeah,
I'm squeezing past. Yesterday was the first time I actually checked my ITS.
Yes.
And when I got there, I was like, "Hey, it's in your hands, God."
Ah, over to you.
Over to you,
my dear.
And when I saw that I actually like passed, I got an email from the lecturer and I was like, oh, let me see what's going on here.
Yeah.
Looked at the marks and I was like, pass. Yeah. I was like, hey,
yes.
Thank you for featuring me.
Pinch me!
We are!
But I see there's a whole lot that has been happening, man, in terms of like the whole media space, the streets. You know, we got the scoop.
The scoop of the day.
So what has been happening on the streets?
I don't know about you guys, but every time I go on social media, I feel like I need to take a break.
Need some water.
Yeah.
I need
sometimes
a breather.
I wake up in the morning and then I feel like, oh, maybe I should just delete Instagram. Maybe let's take a break. But then I'm like, hey.
There's a sala.
You lose followers.
Yes.
So if you're familiar with Piano Pulse, hey. Piano Pulse, guys. Every time I think about it, I get angry. I mean, just I think it was 2 months ago, there was a drama between Sizwe, Elakine, and
Reason. And
yes, Reason. Oh my. Anyways, well, actually, we want to talk about DJ Speedster and his controversial take on Sparks, heated by the debate of Piano Pulse co-host Tahi.
Oh, Tahi is always in trouble.
Oh man, I'd love to have a conversation with him one time and just be like, are you okay? Why?
And it just doesn't seem to care. What did Spitzer do?
So the reason behind this debate is that our very own DJ Speedster, he says that people are getting tired of I'm a Piano.
Oh.
Yeah, and obviously Tahi, the person that he is, he doesn't agree with this. He didn't sit well with him.
Yeah.
Everyone's fighting about this. I don't know. Is I'm a Piano old?
Do you think I'm a Piano is getting old? People are tired of I'm a Piano, though.
Hey, if you want my opinion.
Yes.
I don't think a genre can get old. Personally, I feel like it just needs to evolve.
Yes.
And I'm a Piano is the genre. Guys, it's literally South Africa. South Africa and I'm a Piano go together.
Yeah. What do you think? I think there's two sides to this.
I think
I understand where DJ Spitza comes from, saying that people are getting tired of my piano name. And also, there was also a video Diana Kai on the interview. She also mentioned that it's not really. For me, I think one, some people could get tired of my piano because they always just use the same sounds. I feel like sometimes Kusan means they always use the same sounds.
It is repetitive.
The time, you understand? Yeah. And it's always just the same people. And you'd find that there's 10 artists in one amapiano sound.
Yeah.
And you just wonder, how did they do that? The other one press, the other one add something, that minor thing. And then how do they do the whole thing?
It's like the same template.
You understand?
Same template, different artists.
But also, I don't think it's really dying like that.
I don't think it's that dire to say, oh no, people don't like it anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's gaining popularity on a
global level.
I think it's the standard of South African music. Hmm. I think it's always been with us. And I really just think it's evolving.
Mm. Well, I do see that Tahi over here was saying, Uti was accusing actually this artist, DJ Spitza and Nadia Nakai. Nadia also shared her also two piece on the issue and said that, no, this thing is not working for this thing. Uti, she voices out, Uti, there's concerns about the amapiano artists. They're saying they're being churned out too quickly.
Yeah.
Well, I think Tahi, all he was trying to say and all he was fighting for is Uti, they're just trying to stay relevant using the amapiano, amapiano industry. And also it was just challenging the idea that the genre is losing their own spark.
Yeah, I see his point of view. And like social media also weighed in and said that, you know, the amapiano is still very popular, and streams are still the charts of the streams. It's still very high, and it's on a global impact. And I think shows are still selling.
Talking about global impact, man, there's so much that is happening in amapiano. There's the massive Scorpion Kings Live with Friends show coming in August. Eloftus Versfeld, which is expected to draw like over 50,000 fans.
Yeah.
So just imagine, would see so many people want to hear amapiano. No, there's
50,000 fans getting tired of amapiano.
You just imagine all of them. Please don't do that.
Never.
Don't play like that.
We have the evidence. Amapiano is not getting old, guys.
There's also Kelvin Momo has the Red Bull Symphonic event coming up, concert, which actually sold out in minutes.
Minutes. And they added a show as well, which made the website crash.
So just imagine. Just imagine.
Why is the website crashing?
So, I support Tahi, but Spitza, I think they just need to go back and... Maybe they are getting tired of the amapiano, but not everyone is tired of
the genre. I think the supporters for amapiano are very, very loyal. And I don't think it's going anywhere anytime soon. But I do think that every genre needs to develop, you know, evolve. I feel like there's going to be different types, you know?
Yeah.
It's going to be different.
And, you know, it's just this conversation is just heated for everyone, not even you, even when you're not an amapiano fan. Because it just shows what we are supposed to expand into bigger spaces.
Yeah.
Amapiano also losing its spark. It's just a conversation that I think we need to, as artists that are popular, not even popular, all the amapiano artists, they also need to consider that when they're also doing music. Are we doing music that is already there, or are we doing music that is sort of gonna bring the spark back to amapiano, evolve and expand amapiano? Because I feel like now everyone is just trying to sound like someone, is trying to reach someone's level. And it's
very important to be unique in this industry. I feel like if we're all gonna put out the same type of music, it's things are gonna get a little bit old. Things are gonna get a little bit crusty.
Yeah,
things are. But I feel like piano pals, I have such beef with it. Can you talk about it quickly? Two months ago.
Yes.
Also, I'm very happy that Monaka left.
I'm also happy.
I was breath of relief.
Yes.
When I saw the video, I was like, yes, babe.
Please.
I'm such a fan. And every time, and now I have to, I'm a fan of you. Now I have to watch Piano Boss all the time. Tahi and Sifiso, please, guys.
Don't be fighting over such unnecessary things.
I don't know why.
And look now when Limpopo boy didn't dip.
Ooh. Yes, I saw the video.
It became a whole thing. It was just like, no way.
And I saw the comments and the caption, and I was like, that's not a thing. I mean, I'm sure did he even know what was happening? Did they know what was happening in the moment? Somebody recorded and assumed that was what happened.
But I also understand where they come from. When they're just laughing at Sfiso for being ignored by Limpopo, Limpopo boy. But now, Sfiso being angry at Taki for putting this matter to table is another thing.
Is it really a podcast if the co-hosts are fighting?
Yeah.
If the co-hosts are fighting.
Exactly. It's supposed to be just fun and just laugh about it.
I don't know. The producers, I'm sure the producers know what they're doing, but I feel like Piano Pals, it is getting quite famous for their controversial clips.
Yes.
I don't know.
And sometimes we find that there's trouble in paradise. Trouble at home.
Let's talk about it.
Trouble in paradise.
Yeah.
In between now, the Piano Pals, but there's also trouble in paradise sometimes in other places.
Other places?
Including Izingane's Tembu.
Specifically? For all,
do you know Tirelo Gale?
Yes.
On Izingane's Tembu?
Yeah.
Because season 3 of Izingane's Tembu is just around the corner. It's coming.
More drama.
There's more drama. There's more fire, and actually at the center of it all is Tirelo Gale, who is Umfazi, the wife, girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's not wife. Maybe she's supposed to get married. Why am I saying wife?
The relationship, I don't know.
But Tirelo Gale is a girlfriend and the mother of Umdana Kampumelelo Mseleku.
Yeah.
Now she finds herself actually confronting betrayal and self-discovery actually in the public eye, because now they are in a reality TV show. Yeah. Now so we are watching as she's now trying to discover herself personally and also sort of discover the relationship that they have, Nompumelelo, and it's just it's not going well.
And she's mentioning that she's realizing a lot of things.
Season 3
is going to be heated, guys.
It's going to be a lot of drama, and I can't wait to hear watch and see what's going to happen. Because in her interview with Independent Media Lifestyle, she did open up about a lot of things, which left us wondering what's going to happen in season 3.
Mm.
Because it shows about, she just opened up about her emotional roller coaster and that she's been on and everything, that she didn't see cracks in her relationship with Mpumelelo until it actually shut her down.
And it's bad enough that it's on social media.
In the public, not even social media, only on TV.
Yeah.
It's on TV.
People are making edits. It's on, Twitter, like X, everywhere.
Yeah.
People,
but it does happen that sometimes we don't realize the cracks in the relationship, and they're just blinded by love and blinded by how the person treats you, how the person just shows up and everything.
Mm.
Only to find out later when it's all bad, bad, bad. But
Yeah. And I'm sure she didn't even realize it when they actually signed up for this thing and said, yeah, let's do this.
Yes. Maybe she also just kept like a narrow eye into this, a naive eye into, okay, it's public. They're going to see how Mpumelelo treats me. You're going to make money. You're going to be famous. Not understanding that it's going to require a lot from her.
A lot. And I actually feel sorry for her, because I don't think anyone should go through something like that.
Mm.
And also have the public, you know, saying their own little thing.
Yeah.
Adding their own opinion.
Yes. And also she was saying, Kutsi, she didn't expect the betrayal from Mpumelelo, and her relationship still seemed solid. It happens. Kibopilo,
wayira ha. I think my girl just needs some time to take it in. You know, process it.
And it's an eye-opener journey for her.
Eye-opener.
She has to just take this and move.
Yeah, I don't know what she's going to do next. I'm actually quite excited to find out what she's going to do next.
But I love how she also prioritizes her child.
Yeah.
Singabako. She prioritizes her child because she says in everything that is happening, she just appreciates having Umdanake.
Yeah.
Just appreciating the just giving birth and also just bringing life into this cold earth. And Siti kuthi, no matter what the drama that is happening, good relationship yakhe Mpumelelo, she just makes sure Umdanake, he feels loved and safe. And that is also what is most important.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, just someone protecting you. That's also the nature of mothers, actually.
Yeah,
the
and mother. Now she has to take care of, like, just protect her child and make sure, you know.
He's actually protected from all the drama that is happening.
Yes.
Especially the child is going to be also going to be in the public eye.
Growing up in that environment is
not. And also, Social media doesn't
discriminate against children.
Never mind that. I meant to say social media doesn't sort of close out. No, not really. Doesn't forget.
Yeah,
that's the word I'm looking for. That's the word I'm looking for.
You didn't know what you know now.
But I know now. Social media doesn't forget. The child is going to grow up to see all this drama and see Uti, how her father has been treating her mother and everything. It just, I love how she just makes sure that he feels loved and cared for, and she's strong and all that. And she's saying, Uti, as much as she's still trying to find her place within the Selegu family, she's a girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's not married. She's still trying to find her feet around this thing.
That's quite awkward.
Very awkward.
That is quite awkward.
Now imagine how would you feel when, if you were in her situation and then your partner gallivants and does things outside.
That's why my favorite thing, Beyonce. If you want it, then you should have put her in.
Hey!
Don't get yourself in situations like that. Ugh, man.
But also think you don't know where you're going to land.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It seems rosy and nice from the outside.
Yeah,
you get in, then the first weeks, the first months, it's all nice. Boom.
All of a sudden.
Crazy when there's a child involved.
It's even more complicated.
Now you it's always be reminded of this person.
Yeah. And you have to take care of this child and love this child. And child reminds you of the dad. And how everything went down.
But I just can't wait to hear what's going to happen, because we know the cameras are rolling on season 3 of Isingane Zesithembu. And Sana, as viewers, and while just watching closely to see, Uti, will this just be the end of Ukale and Mpumelelo's relationship? Or this is just another chapter in their complicated love story?
Yeah, we're watching in anticipation.
Because also we're going to learn from that. Because I think we're also learning through watching Uti. Oh, but I don't think we really learn, though. I don't think we really learn. Because we always find ourselves in these sticky situations.
How many examples do we need?
Yay.
How many examples do we need?
Yay, Wena. But one just to add in something, we're not going to dwell much on that.
Yeah.
But one of the love stories I really watch and I would love to experience. And I say, oh, may this love locate me.
May this love find me.
Yay!
You know, when the Zozibini
and Zozibini and his and her husband. That kind of love.
Yeah.
Like nosy and cool. Yo.
You know what it's
May that kind of love locate me.
Hey, because I've seen too many Instagram videos of saying like, may this love never find me. May this dodge me, please.
Please dodge. Escape, man. Hey. Escape such situations.
Be safe out there, guys. Love is in the air.
But also love can be in the air through social media, pictures and videos.
Yeah.
And it happens, Uti. It's not really what happens behind closed doors.
Yeah, it isn't. Is it real or is it reality or is it fake? You never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
And it also comes back to also just talking just social media, the influence of social media at large. Social media can influence people into so many things in so many ways.
It's one of the biggest influences in everyone's lives, I think.
Literally.
Hey, some people get their personality there.
Yeah.
Inspiration, role models. Yeah. Others. Guys.
But also could be the downfall of someone. Social media can also be where you learn something that could be taking you down.
Yeah.
Down and too bad. And I have this question actually in my mind, something that I've been on my mind when I think of social media.
Mm.
We have social media content creators, we have influencers, we have your fashion icons, we have your, you name them. But I have this question, which, do you think influencers are actually helping or they're actually hurting the mindset of the youth, our youth today?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's quite a controversial take, I must say.
Hmm.
In my opinion,
yes.
Before I say anything, I feel, and I must raise the question, I need to stand up and say that influencers have responsibility. Yeah. I feel like when they take on that role, they need to make sure they know what's up. You know, you're influencing so many people from different ages. You have like 16-year-olds, even 10-year-olds watching your content, you need to have that responsibility and make sure that what you're putting out there doesn't harm anyone in any way. However, I'm not going to...
I was just okay. Continue, my lady. Continue.
We're sharing the mic. however, as I said, I do personally feel that influencers do educate through content. I've learned so much.
Yeah.
Influencers, personally, I'm not going to put them in a bad light because I really... It's one of my favorite types of jobs. I'm going to call it a job because nowadays...
Yeah.
In social media, it is a job, isn't it?
It is a job. It is.
So, influencers do educate through content and it's very important. I think their opinions are very important and that they have a place in society.
So, they're always right.
Yeah.
They're not always right.
Not always right.
Okay.
And I think that nobody is watching, you know, especially... I'm going to make the example of Piano Pulse.
Piano Pulse is catching the fire today.
No hate, but oh my God, I love them. But there's no one that's telling them what to say. Like, there's no one telling them what they're saying is wrong or what is right. You know, like there's nobody that's governing. Oh, you know, influencers, they can say this, but... this is wrong.
Yeah.
You know.
So they're also the one of the influencers that sort of influence in a bad way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And okay. There's a lot, hey? There is a lot.
But also, I think now, let's say I'm an influencer now.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to post my content.
Yeah.
I just want to... I have this idea and my idea is just post, Ebo.
Yeah.
I know this idea is going to sell. Now, do I compromise in terms of, what I want to do, which I know is going to give me food, going to put bread on the table, because I'm thinking, go to there's going to be a 10-year-old going through my socials.
Yeah, liking, sharing.
Do I compromise now? Now, what I'm thinking mostly is because I don't control. I think as a parent, you should be able to be the one monitoring what your child consumes.
That's actually very important. It's very, 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 very important for parents to monitor what their children are looking at.
You understand?
Yeah.
But now it becomes a contradiction now because now I want to post my stuff.
Yeah.
I want to, not really because I'm influencing, I'm just posting my things because I have a high number of followers.
Yeah.
Now I become an influencer because people get influenced by what I post.
Mm.
But now do I compromise in like that? There's just a whole lot of contradiction in terms of influencers hurting or helping the youth mindset. It just depends on the kind of content that you actually consume. It can help you. There's a lot of influencers that actually help out there.
Spread awareness on issues that we don't even know about. I mean,
The Cwekwe.
Yeah.
Justice for Cwekwe.
There was a
case.
Lot of influencers standing up for that.
You understand?
I think one of my favorite influencers is somebody that is actually been diagnosed, like was born with AIDS.
Mm.
And she spreads awareness.
Yes.
And she lets people know what's up, you know, and she tackles those stereotypes.
Yes.
She lets people know what's up. And she is very active in her comments as well. I can't remember what her name is.
Is it Nozi Mangan?
I think, I think, oh my word, I love her.
Yeah.
And she has such confidence and she's not ashamed. And she spreads awareness.
Yeah.
And I love that. I think we need more influences like that.
So, but like, yo, this is tricky.
It is tricky.
It is very tricky because now I'm thinking there are other people that just post. They just post, not necessarily to influence, not necessarily to help or hurt someone out there, but because they're just posting just to stay relevant.
Yeah,
just to
gain the likes and the followers.
Yeah, but also think it also depends on the influencer, the kind of values they have.
Yeah, if and the message they're trying to put out. Yeah.
You understand? But it becomes tricky because now their content is out there. Anyone can access the content. And even if they're not intentionally trying to hurt someone, someone is going to be caught in the crossfire.
Yeah.
Someone
there's
is
going to... So it's going to be somebody that takes your message in a way that you weren't prepared. You didn't realize, oh, wait, this can impact somebody in a different way.
I'm thinking there's also an influencer, ne? I think you know him. It's... Mm. the guy, Hai Betunana.
Yeah.
The
I love him.
Gift.
Yeah.
Gift. Gift. He's helping, right?
Yeah.
He does help. He does help.
He spreads his message
very well.
And he motivates people. Yeah.
Yeah, with the serious courses.
Yeah, serious courses, guys.
But it becomes a problem at the same time.
You know, you're supposed to be studying. You find you come across this one's video, and you're like, "Hey,
hey, yeah, boy."
Yeah.
He is also one of the influencers that actually help. Young people or the mindset of young people, because really scrolling on TikTok.
Yeah.
You have a test next week, you're not studying.
Yeah, and then he comes on to your For You page and he's like, hey
winner.
Are you being serious?
Look at this one.
Yeah.
Scrolling on TikTok. But there's some people who are saying he is just degrading other courses and with him saying the serious courses and is that sort of influencing how they think abantu basha, like how the mindset of the is that, do you think that's coming positively, his approach into serious courses and everything, do you think it's coming positively into the youth's mindset, or is there a contradiction in that?
Here's the thing about influencing. There's always going to be two different sides.
Yeah.
Because now me and you, we're saying, oh, we love his content. He motivates us to do better, you know, and get serious with our serious course. And then there's now how you're saying about people saying that he's undermining or he's, how do I say? I don't know.
Looking down on
he's looking down on other courses.
Which can make one who's not doing the serious course think, oh, they're just not going to make it, or they're just doing it, it's just worthless.
But if we think about it, I don't think he's ever had a video where he actually really said, oh, this is a serious course, this is not.
But he does.
Did he?
He just mentions the serious courses.
Oh, okay.
And be like, if you are in health.
Yeah.
And if you are in health, if you are a lawyer doing law, and be like, no, he does mention it a little.
Okay, yeah, then.
It becomes like tricky. But I just feel like you should just love what you do. You just love what you do. Make a living out of what you do. Find a way to work around where you at a point in your life. Mm. And also in terms of influences, you as a person, as youth, but man, I'm thinking they really are hurting the youth at some point, because I was gonna say, just ignore what's not yours, and then, so just focus, follow what you think is gonna help you in some way, but it's influence. And sometimes you don't even understand that this person is hurting your mindset.
Yeah.
But you think, sit at the comments and how many people praise this person for what they do.
Yeah.
And then you think that's actually a good thingy. You just also follow, because you're also a young person, you're naive or anything like that. Just also follow through and just, you know, only to find out later, that is actually bad advice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even understand what that's bad advice until you experience it yourself.
You don't even realize this person is influencing you. You're watching the videos, you're finding it funny.
Yeah.
But in reality, this person is influencing you towards a certain something, you know. And I do think that influences also sometimes hurt the youth mindset by putting out unrealistic standards.
Yes.
I think it's very bad.
Mm.
Because now we're all thinking, hey, we all want to be baddies.
We all want a frontal.
Yeah.
We all want a frontal.
Yeah. I think I watched a video the other day of somebody saying, why
are
grade 10s wearing frontal wigs?
Imagine.
Clueless wigs. What's happening?
And it's such a thing. The frontals are such a thing,
bro.
If you on your afro, your natural hair, your braiding, you look in their eyes.
Yeah.
In nowadays, you just don't look proper enough. Like, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I feel like a part of us, we have lost ourselves through these influences as well. Because they've made, and also makeup. If you on your makeup. Natural look,
I don't even think there's a natural look anymore. It's always a makeup, no makeup look. I've realized that that's a thing now. When you see influencers, like you see a video, you notice that they don't just,
just pose.
Whoop out the camera and like decide, oh, I'm going to take
explain.
This video.
Yeah. No, I just woke up, guys. No one in my face. Hello.
Full glam.
Yay.
Full glam.
Like, look at that. Like, no.
Silk pajamas.
Yeah. And it actually also in our industry, in our media industry, it also kind of hit me at some point. Because I remember very well when I started now taking my work serious in terms of media, because I MC, I model, I do that. It once hit me so many times, especially in modeling, yeah, well, where you'd find that when it's the grand finale, people come with makeup, the looks, the everything. You understand?
Yeah.
And you'd find that I don't have that.
Yeah, why?
But one thing about me, I've always known how to pick myself up and be confident. Confidence is like my middle name.
Confidence can carry you.
You see, and all the competitions that I've won with no makeup.
Yeah.
Just my natural look. And I'd compete with people who have makeup.
Yeah.
That's why I learned to go to the whole influence of trying to look some way is not really helping in some way. Doesn't just be confident and love yourself.
Yeah,
love yourself more than anything. And I learned that also. And don't have to even look down on them because they have makeup and think you're superior in some way. It's just okay. They prefer that. That's fine. So that's where the whole influence comes in, where they just try to make you feel inferior when you're looking in your natural look. Don't look inferior. That's also what hurts the youth's mindset.
Yes,
because now with Tinguti, when someone comes here full glam, she's like the it thing. Now everyone looks at them like,
No, I really think that I like what you said about confidence. I think confidence is important.
Yes,
I think when I was definitely when I was younger, high school, oh man, I had no confidence. I feel like I was the most unhappy person in the world. But then you grow up and you realize, no man.
Yeah.
Why am I feeling bad?
Yes.
I have my natural hair out and I feel beautiful and I'm taking care of myself.
Mm.
Confidence is very important, guys, and especially with the natural hair.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can relate to that.
But talking about influence, when Cherry, you know, later on we're going to have... we're going to call someone.
Yeah, we have a very exciting...
Very exciting somebody. A content creator by the name of Buhle Dafta, which will be calling in just to also dissect the whole media influence and also how it impacts the younger people, the
and
younger generation.
And we'll ask him the Debo convo as well.
Yes.
To
hear his insight opinion. On that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also... Betuna, the influence... The influence is not nice. It's not nice. Because sometimes you are now caught up in a lifestyle that you can't even afford.
Yeah.
You're caught up in a life standard that you can't even reach now. You can't even keep up with it. Because now you got used to this person or look on a weave or look on a makeup and flick. Now when you can't do that anymore, it becomes an issue. You are now the person. Now, even now, we can't even just enjoy quality time without having content.
Social media has become a very big part of our lives, but I don't think in a good way either,
but it's not going anywhere. That's a bad part.
That it's staying. I mean, like, just at the beginning I was saying that sometimes I feel like just cutting it off, but then on the other side you're like, because social media is part of my life now.
Literally.
And that's where I communicate with my family. That's where I talk to my friends. That's where I stay posted. I mean, it's not like people... I don't know if people still read the news.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think there's a lot of people that still read the news. We mostly just scroll on TikTok.
Yeah.
The news actually are on TikTok.
The news is on TikTok. That's how we get our information from nowadays. Especially,
and also, actually, I'm thinking something really, really, really bad when we're talking about news being on social media.
Yeah.
This week, we lost a good one in terms of the media space, acting. Woo Presley. Do you know Cobra on The Wife?
No, I don't.
On the wifey is Cobra on the wifey.
Oh,
he just
yes,
passed.
I've seen that post.
He just passed, and this week, and it's yeah. so sad. It's so sad. May his soul rest in peace. The award winning actor Presley Chinyangai, he passed on at the age of 40.
Wow.
And Justin, it's sad, but ish, he had a good influence on us. He's just yeah. full of energy. We've seen him in our screens, and he has just been blessing us with so much. And in terms of entertainment, just talent. He's talented, but he is resting now.
Yeah, he's in a better place.
He's in a better place. May his soul continue to rest in peace. But yeah, let's just try to find a Buhle after, yeah. so we can just have a conversation with him in the meantime. So, we are talking more about influences and helping or hurting the youth mindset. And promised, Chilwasi, we do have Buhle after on the line.
Yes.
A well-known content creator. Listen. Agasimbize, Buhle.
Hi, how's it?
How are you?
Welcome.
Good, thank you. How are you? Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We good. It's so good to have you on the show. We are just talking everything influencers and social media. It's so great to have you. But for those who may not know you beyond the screen, who is Buhle Jafta behind the content?
Buhle Jafta behind the content is literally just such a chill, quiet person who studies psychology and is interested in the human mind. Yeah.
Wow.
Do you think you use your skill that you get in psychology and in being interested in human mind and in making sure we do content that's going to, you know, be relevant to people's minds?
Yes, I do think I apply what I learn in psychology, you know, to sort of like create appealing content or like aesthetic
yeah.
or engaging or sometimes thought provoking, because I on TikTok, I'm trying to speak more. And, you know, try to integrate the things I learn. Because, I mean, yes, creating aesthetic content is nice and fun, but I'm also someone who is somewhat of an intellect, so I enjoy conversation. So I'm trying to integrate that into the work I do as well.
Mm, awesome. So where did your creative journey actually begin? Has you always saw yourself doing this thing, or it just started at some point in your life?
Yes, I've always wanted this for myself, especially in high school when I started grade 8. That's when I started my Instagram account. And then when I started Instagram, I was exposed to a whole lot of fashion creators.
Yeah.
So that was when I started my Instagram with fashion as well. That was the niche I was in at the time. It was a whole lot of fashion and... You know, 2016, 2017 style was very interesting. But later on in high school, I then moved away from fashion because I realized that it's expensive. You know, having to have new outfits all the time,
yeah.
I wasn't going to be able to keep up. It's not sustainable. So then I moved on to lifestyle content.
Wow. So, Woodley, how do you balance being a student with your creative career? Has that ever been a challenge for you?
It is a challenge I am currently facing, yes. I was facing that challenge 2 weeks ago, especially with my YouTube channel, because that's the one thing that's the most demanding. It is a lot of work. It's, you know, when you've got assignments waiting and you've got tests to study for, then on the side, you also have these deadlines that you have to meet, you know, because content is also work. As much as it seems fun, it is a lot of work, and it's something you have to be disciplined in order for you to be successful. So it is a lot I'm still trying to figure out how to manage. As much as I am a planner, when things get a lot, they are a lot, and sometimes you do need to take a break.
Well said. And can you tell us one thing about being a student content creator that that people often overlook or underestimate?
I'm not sure what you mean by that, or like how to, you mean like as being like a content creator in the student space?
Yeah, like People think it's easy, you know, and they take it for granted and they think, oh, you're a student content creator. What's so difficult about that? But, you know, we know it's not that easy.
Yeah. Okay. Now I understand. I think it's mainly breaking into that space or like having people take you seriously because you're still a student. They're like, ah, man, you don't know what, you know, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're talking about. And that not only is something that you deal with outside, like with the public, but also with like these people that we work with, we need to get them to take us seriously as well. And it's not as easy as a student, you know, when you're not your Lasizwes or your Beggies, you know, those big people. Yeah. When you're not a household name yet, it's very hard for you to be firm and stand your ground and have people accept that.
Actually, talking about being accepted, you know, you need to also accept who you are, especially when it comes to understanding your content and the kind of person that you are. When again, Gogo, as Ubuhle Jafta, where do you draw your inspiration from?
Inspiration, I feel like I draw it from abantu baninzi, as much as like, you know, there are sources. I feel like mine is mainly derived from people. I consume a lot of content. So I feel like every day when I'm just sitting and I'm scrolling on my phone, I'm like, oh, that's cool. You know, incorporate that into what I do. And I watch a lot of YouTube as well. So a lot of YouTubers inspire me, not only for YouTube, but, you know, across other platforms as well.
Yeah, I think also. I was just going to ask you about how do you actually stay consistent and also just creative in this industry that moves so fast. I think also scrolling on your socials and just drawing inspiration also partakes in you being consistent. What else What do you do also to help you stay consistent and also creative in this industry as it moves so fast? It's quite something else.
Yeah, that's true. I think what I have done that has helped me, you know, and I've seen the difference from last year to this year, was I plan. Now, like, I sit down and I write down every thought that comes to mind with something that I want to do. Or, like, you know, when you just have a light bulb in your mind, you're like, ooh, this is a good idea. I take it and I write it down so that I don't forget or I don't procrastinate on it. One thing I also do as well on that is, like, I use AI, you know. I'm like, AI, what's popping right now? What's happening? And then AI is going to tell me this and this and this. And then, you know, I'll take those ideas and I will try to see how they fit into what I do, you know, and figure out a schedule with my school timetable as well, because, you know, I can't be shooting content every day. I have to study. So I will fit in content when I'm not as busy with school.
Yeah, wow.
And I think we can say that you've established yourself in the industry.
Yes.
And
that's why I think I'm struggling to grapple sometimes, you know, when I go to events and someone knows my name, I'm like, what?
We'll see you on the Knit Gala.
Yeah, get used to
see
it.
We'll still see you there, man. We'll see you.
Yeah. So what advice would you give to young creatives who are just starting out, especially those who are underrepresented, are from underrepresented communities?
One thing I would say is consistency, as much as it's not an easy thing to do, I understand. But like, it's very important to keep going. Also, even if the views are not there, I think that's one thing also that discourages a lot of people, the views. They take it as a measure to keep going or not. But I think regardless of the views, you need to keep going. It could be just a matter of that one video that's going to break you into the space, you know, where a new audience finds you. There's always someone for you. There's always an audience for you, as much as, you know, it's not as much as you want it to be right now. But just keep going. Your people will find you.
Keep going.
Beautiful. And if you could describe your future in one sentence, only one, because we know we have a lot of expectations for the future, especially you, because you're really getting there. So one sentence to describe your future, and what would it sound like?
One sentence to describe my future would be beyond my wildest dreams.
Wow.
Ooh. That's a bar, actually.
I like that.
I also want to know also, Nabuhle Bana, what are some other goals or dreams that you're actually working towards right now, both personally and also professionally as Buhle?
Okay, so as Ubuhle, personally, I'm, as I said, I'm a psychology student and I'm currently in third year. I received a bursary not so long ago for my studies.
Congratulations!
So that was a pat on the back saying I'm in the right direction, you know, because it was for my academic performance. So personally, I want to finish this degree and carry on, hopefully until master's. So that's something I'm, you know, working on. That's a long-term goal of mine. Yes. And then professionally, really, man, I'm just trying to get a huge ass campaign. Like, there's nothing else for me. Like, I really need something to break me into the industry to say that I'm undeniably here.
Yeah. And you are sure going to make it.
I pray so.
Trust and believe. I do.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Butle, we are having this conversation here, me, Joy, and also Cherry. We are asking whether, just asking ourselves, are influencers helping or actually hurting the mindset of the young people, the young generation today? So I think I want to direct that question to you now. Do you think influencers actually help or hurt the youth mindset?
It depends. There's always a good and a bad side to a lot of things. But for the most part, I would say they are helping, you know. They are helping the youth realize that there's so much more than just the traditional path that you go to, you know, that you go through after high school. Because it's a huge step, you know.
Yes.
Deciding what you want to do with the rest of your life in grade 12 when you're only 18 years old, you know. So it's showing a lot of people that you can be creative and make money out of it and, you know, make a living out of this. As much as you won't have to do it full time, but like you can take some time off and still make money as well.
Getting the bag. You can get the bag.
Priorities.
Yeah, and also that's one thing abazali betu always buy phone, bana bafuna imali, whatever yenza imali be uzi song etafuleni. So when you're able to bring it i song etafuleni, they'll be happy. They'll be very happy.
They don't understand yet. Parents don't understand when you as a child come and say, "Mom, I want to be an influencer. I want to create content." They'll be like,
"Yeah,
at the beginning, when the phone, because you know you could be like working, but because your work is on your phone, your parents are not going to take it seriously." You know.
Yeah.
So I think that's another thing that we need to work towards as an influencer community is to get parents to understand and take us seriously.
Sana. And Kamnandi, we do have influencers like Obuhle Jafta to make sure we push the narrative and change the perspective of the parents, of course.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a little game, Nyana, with you. No,
something fun.
Ne?
Less serious.
Are you keen?
Yes, I'm keen.
Okay. So we're going to play Would You Rather. Ne? I'm going to give you Would You Rather Do That or Do That. Then you decide.
Okay, cool.
And if you want, you can also state why do you choose whatever that you choose.
Yeah, feel free to explain
if you want. If you're comfortable.
Okay, cool.
I'm gonna do the one run. So the first question. Yes.
Would you rather have dinner with Uncle Waffles or get styled by Rich Nisi for a full year?
I'd rather get styled by Rich Nisi for a full year.
I feel like I knew your answer.
Yeah, I also saw that coming.
Oh my god, I feel like I know his answer with the second one as
like,
well.
Yay. Okay, second question for you.
That was a given.
Yeah. So, second question for you, Buhle. Would you rather dance to a Gabs of the Small set or vibe at a Nestesi private listening party?
I think I'd rather do Nasty C because I've seen Gabza so many times. I haven't seen Nasty C in a very long time.
I'm telling you, I think that's a given. I think most of us would choose that. And it's a private listening party. And also, it could be exclusive, partner.
Unreleased music.
Yeah, Iba.
Bye.
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather relive your first day of varsity? You? first day of varsity or go back to your grade 7 farewell?
I would rather. Yeah. No. Do grade 7 because my first day of varsity was tragic. It was tragic.
I think we can all relate. First day is always crazy.
Okay, fourth question for you. Would you rather attend every Cotton Fest forever or get a VIP access to every South African Fashion Week event?
I know his answer.
I would rather get a VIP ticket to every fashion.
Yes. It doesn't even need a reasoning. It's just like that.
It makes sense.
Okay. Would you rather be stuck in a house with your primary school squad for 24 hours or your varsity classmates? Just the fact that it's called squad. So a squad is already taking you back to primary school.
Definitely my grade 7 squad. Any day.
And okay, another question. Would you rather have your childhood drawings going viral or your cringiest old Facebook statuses resurface?
What was the first one?
Rather have your childhood drawings like imizobo yakho as a child going viral or your cringiest old Facebook statuses resurfacing?
I'd rather risk the childhood drawings. Your Facebook era.
Yeah.
We
really thought we ate back then. Oh my word.
My is up imizobo sane crayons.
Other than that. Then Facebook, you.
And would you rather attend a throwback Channel O Awards or host a segment on Live AMP?
AMP.
I think for the culture, I'll do Channel O.
Okay. Okay, would you rather be styled by your 12-year-old self for a day? Or let your mom pick your outfits for a whole week.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I trust my mom.
Yeah.
She's seen what I'm into. So, yeah, I would give her the full rein, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking I'd choose my mom.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. That I think your mom understands you at this point to what you love and the kind of things you're into.
Yeah, compared to 12-year-old self where you did not know what was color coordination or what the word fashion meant or nothing.
Oh, man. A beautiful, beautiful interview, Buhle. How can those who don't know you, if there is anyone who doesn't know you, can catch you on the socials?
You guys can catch me on every single social media platform there is known to man. My handle is bound to be Buhle Jabta.
Is there anything we're looking forward to hearing from you? Any collaboration? Anything you're working on right now?
Not at the moment, but okay. I am on a long-term contract with Nivea.
Ooh, wow. Okay. Keeping those skins soft all the time. And when are you coming live now in studio, not on the line?
Yeah, we can't wait to see you in person.
Whenever I receive an email saying you're...
Please. Okay. Yeah. We'll organize that.
I hope you're not the type of person to do a Teams meeting in pajamas, Woodley.
No.
I'll feel dressed up because me and Ongi are dressed up.
I woke up, I showered, I brushed my teeth.
Okay.
I'm so happy.
I made sure.
Thank you so much, Buhle. Thank you so much for joining and honoring the invite.
Thank you.
Sana, Buhle, that was an awesome one. That was an awesome interview, right?
It was.
It was so nice. And
an amazing person.
He is, right? He is. And for those who don't know, Buhle, that is Buhle Jafta, a content creator. Now we get Sanungam check out on the socials, but I'm sure following him because I have to check up on his content.
Check him out, guys.
Get influenced. And let's just do our goodbyes.
It was an amazing time. Yes. I had an amazing time.
Yeah, it was nice being with you.
Yeah, we had amazing conversations. I loved your opinions, though.
Yeah, right?
I got your drift.
How can I catch you on the socials, Chef?
Okay, so as I said before at the beginning, my name is Sherith Lucas, and it's exactly my Instagram page. I want to make it easy for you guys to find me. Yes. So it's Sherith Lucas, no capital letters, no spaces.
Yes, and Gimnake commanding Ongezi, we're gonna go by him. Onge Joy, the Joy, the Lady of Talk. I'm the MC that wears all heads, the MC that breaks scales. Listen, if you want to match the voice with the face in the corner on the socials on Instagram, I am Onge Joy _. Facebook, I'm Onge Joy. TikTok, I'm Onge Joy. Ongi _ Joy. So join such everywhere and just let me influence you.
Yo.
The best way I know I can.
If you're going to pick an influencer, pick Ongi. Influence. let her influence you. Please just do follow her. I follow her. I'm proud to say that I am Ongi Joy.
Listen to you. Making me blush. Don't do that.
Please. The content is warm.
Yeah, man. So enjoy.
Not you feeling yourself.
Tapping myself in the shoulder.
Yeah.
Listen. But last time, same place, next week.
Yes.
Let's do this. This was the Diba Driver podcast. He had Madiba's podcast. Listen, we are bringing everything live to you, bringing you entertainment, scoop, and making sure that you will entertained as you are driving home. At the same time, same place, next week. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay.